Vivian, thank you very much indeed. Now, the family of Jason Corbett, the Irishman found beaten to death in his North Carolina home in 2015, have said they hope a date for Molly and Tom Martin's retrial will be set at a hearing today. And in a statement from the Limerick man's relatives this week, they insisted the perpetrators must pay for their crimes. For more on this, I'm joined now by Ralph Regal, Southern correspondent with the Irish Independent, who is in North Carolina today. Ralph, thank you very much for joining us on the line. Will you remind us again about when Molly and Tom Martins were convicted of the killing of Jason Corbett?
Yeah, Claire, it was a very high profile case before Davidson County Superior Court here in North Carolina. And that happened in July and August of 2017. And they were convicted by a unanimous jury verdict of the second degree murder of Mr. Corbett, who was a 39-year-old widower. His first wife had died from a tragic asthma attack, leaving him with two children aged 2 years and under. Now, he met Molly, who came to Ireland to work as a nanny for the two children. They began a relationship and they married in 2011. But before the marriage, he was unaware that she had a history of mental health issues, and the marriage was struggling in the months coming up to his death. And in August 2015, he was found beaten to death in the bedroom of his house just outside Winston-Salem. And it was truly a horrific amount of violence that he was subjected to.
Yeah. And when they were convicted of second degree murder, what were they sentenced to and how long did they actually serve?
Yeah, they were, as I said, Claire, they were convicted of second degree murder, and they received, because they had no previous convictions, they received the guideline sentence of 20 to 25 years in prison, and they were taken into custody immediately. Now, on the day of the conviction, and they said that they were going to challenge their convictions, and Michael Ernest, who is a brother-in-law of Tom Martin's and Molly Martin's uncle, he described the conviction as a travesty of justice, and they won a landmark a victory in 2020 when the Court of Appeal here in North Carolina ruled by a 2-judge to 1-judge margin to overturn the conviction. Now, the prosecutors immediately challenged that Court of Appeal ruling to the North Carolina Supreme Court, which is the highest court in the state. And the only court above that then is the U.S. Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. And after quite a lengthy hearing, the North Carolina Supreme Court ruled last year to overturn the conviction. And again, it was by a wafer thin margin. There was 4 judges to 3 judges, and that immediately meant that there was either going to be no retrial, there would be a retrial, or there would be negotiations on a possible plea bargain.
So then what's happening? What's happening today then, Ralph?
Yeah, today is basically about the retrial. So there has been a judge appointed for that retrial. He's a judge called Judge David Hall. He's from Forsyth County, which is the county right beside Davidson County here in North Carolina. And today is about the logistics and the administrative elements of that retrial. Now, the first trial, Claire, took 5 weeks, including jury selection, which is actually quite lengthy here in the States. And there's been talk that any retrial could potentially last for up to 7 weeks.
And his family, Jason Corbett's family, including his children, they'll be there today, will they?
They will indeed, Claire. Yeah, they have waged a remarkable campaign for justice. I mean, they have been absolutely tireless, despite all the many setbacks that they've faced, to ensure that justice is seen to be done for Jason. So they are here en masse today. You have his sister, Tracy, her husband, Dave, and all 4 of their children, including Jack and Sarah, who are the children of Mr. Corbett. They will be in court today. And we understand that both Tom and Molly Martins will be in court today as well. And the key issue that's going to be decided today is the timing of that retrial. Now, the Irish family were led to believe that the retrial would happen between May and June of this year. But there seems to be growing pressure, particularly from the defence, that they want it staged in the autumn, which the Irish family are not happy about, because they say it would potentially interfere with the children's education. Both Jack and Sarah are facing major exam years in Ireland. They're 17 and 15 years old. And the family say that they just don't want this continually hanging over their heads, given that the killing actually occurred 7 years ago.
Okay. And so the earliest it will happen is May, but quite possibly it'll be into the autumn before it gets underway. And when it eventually does start then, will Jason's children give evidence?
Yes, that seems to be the case, because the original conviction was overturned, Claire, largely on the basis that the original trial judge, Judge David Lee, ruled as inadmissible statements that were made by the children in August of 2015. And that was a key element of the successful challenge to the conviction lodged by Tom and Molly Martins. So not only will those statements be admitted in any retrial, but it looks very much as if Jack and Sarah will take the stand to offer evidence as well.
Do we know why the judge ruled them inadmissible?
We do, Claire. Essentially what happened was the statements that were made in North Carolina in August 2015 by the two children were totally contradicted by statements that were made a couple of weeks later to a solicitor in Ireland. And the judge basically said that it would be unfair and unsafe to allow a statement that is absolutely contradicted by a following statement. Essentially, he said if the statements were to be admitted, both sets of statements would have to be put before the jury.
Okay, and what has Jason Corbett's family been saying in advance of all this, Ralph?
Well, they've basically been saying that they want justice to be done. They say that they have retained faith in the justice system here in North Carolina, despite their disappointment at the Court of Appeal and the Supreme Court ruling. They've also gone to great pains, Claire, to stress that they retain their faith in the prosecutors here in Davidson County. Now, Gary Frank is the district attorney, and he has said that he is confident they secured a conviction in the first trial, and he believes that they can secure a conviction in the second.
Ralph Regal, Southern correspondent with the Irish Independent in North Carolina today. Thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme. Now, coming up next, you might be planning an overseas trip, but you might be confused about what COVID travel restrictions are still in place. Fionn Davenport has done all of the hard work for us on the rules that are in place now, and that's coming up after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.